morning madhouse. No limit, Larry in here, morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and Butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gab the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's for a roll, Nation for a roll. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah.
I say good morning. Madhouse Nation, what's happening? It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We out here, baby. It's Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday, and we out here today. Right now, 73 degrees. You got a high of 91, 5:53 in the morning, and we finna kick this day off right. You already know what's going on. I'm not in here by myself, though. Y'all know I got my girl, my sister, my homegirl, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Pat, good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Miss Jessica. How you doing, Chad?
I'm not gonna lie to you, Bert. This morning is a bit of a struggle for me. I woke up to the news that I lost another one of my students.
Oh no.
You know, just a couple of weeks ago, I lost one to, an accident at Lake Norman.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning woke up to one of my girls. She passed away of cancer.
Oh, wow.
So rough start to my morning. When I saw the post, I just sort of sat there and just cried because I talked to her sister a couple of weeks ago, who was also one of my girls. And, this one, both of them hit me hard. I wasn't expecting either one of them.
You right.
know, to get both of them in about a month span.
Mm-hmm.
And this young lady was the sweetest young lady. I had her when she was in high school over at South Mecklenburg High School. She didn't talk a lot, always smiled though, and just had the sweetest presence about herself. And she will be missed. So RIP to Ashley McCorkle and to her sister Tiffany. You know, you gained another angel. I know your father is up in heaven and he's been watching out over you, and now your sister is there. And you know, you have your angels in heaven and we got you down here on earth. So RIP to my sweet Ashley and to her sister Tiffany. We got you, baby. We love you, sending you love and positivity and strength during this time.
Oh man, sorry to hear that, Miss Jessica. Praying for you, her family, and we're sending condolences their way.
Thank you very much.
Always tough to wake up to news like that, man. Hopefully we can lift your spirits today as we get this show rolling, as we get everything going on this good old Throw Bike Thursday. We're going to try our best. I'm going to try my best to lift everybody's spirits up so you can just feel good. Because sometimes you need to feel good. Sometimes need somebody to be right there by your side and say, hey, you know what? I got you. Don't worry about nothing. I got you. The same way I got the madhouse today, because Larry had me yesterday when I was out. I got it today, but he just walked in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, the man of the hour. No Limit Larry. What's up, boy?
What up?
Okay. Larry? Take the covering off your mouth.
Mm-mm. Y'all got COVID.
No, not y'all.
Yeah, y'all got COVID.
Oh, okay, Larry. All right. As y'all can see, No Limit Larry is here, man. We got a great show for y'all today, man. It's Thursday. We got a situation. Incog's coming live from the kitchen. Miss Jessica, she got your nose in neighbor news. Y'all know I got my thoughts, and it's one of my favorite days of the week. Larry, it's gonna hit my hot key. Because it shut your dumb ass up Thursday, man. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in. It's going to be a great day. Right now, we're going to get into that inspirational word. It's coming from Pastor R.J. Davis.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. In theory, reconciliation seems to be a fairly simple concept. Someone hurts you, or maybe you hurt them, but you get over it, forgive each other, and live happily ever after. No problem, right? Truth is, few things in life are harder than true forgiveness. You've heard the old saying about forgiving, but not forgetting. However, to resolve such deeply felt anger and resentment is to let loose forever the wrongs that were committed in the first place. It's far from easy and requires a lot of perseverance and grace. However, forgiveness is possible through Christ. By his example, he breaks down the walls that separate us from others. Pursuing reconciliation shows that we understand and appreciate the forgiveness that we have received from God. So today, remember, forgiveness and reconciliation is possible because Christ forgave us. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, 75 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 91 with a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms later on this afternoon. Watch out for those pop-up showers. They're going to be in and out around the area all the way throughout the weekend. So be on the lookout for them. 6:05, 5 minutes out of 6 o'clock. You know what time it is. It's time for that hashtag MHQOTD, your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
Well, it went down last night, one of the biggest battles in Versus. DMX versus Snoop Dogg. It was the Battle of the Dogs last night, and we want to know, who do you think won the Versus battle last night?
So I've been seeing it circulate around on a lot of people's pages. DMX 11-9 won the battle. I want to say this. It was a great battle. It was, oh man, Snoop was pulling out hits that I forgot he had. I forgot he was on, the No Limit, C-Murder, Touch the Mother Hitters, cause I'm down for my hitters. I forgot. No, it's the original version.
That's the original?
Yeah, he's on the original version. He's not on the remix, it's the original version.
I always thought that was the remix.
Nah, that's the original version. So, yeah, but to me, I'm just be dead honest. I thought Snoop Dogg won. I thought Snoop, and going into the battle, I said DMX was going to smash Snoop. They both had hits, but I thought D was going to get on there and perform his hits like D used to. But D looked like an old lady on there. He couldn't move. He couldn't finish a lot of his verses. He was tired. I was like, no, D, no. Snoop had a whole vibe going on. You know, he was with DMX on his songs. He was dropping his hits. It was a great battle though, but if I got to get somebody, I'm rolling Snoop Dogg.
Who won the battle last night? Snoop Dogg versus DMX. We won. The people won. The fans won. That, I would say that that battle was probably the equivalent of Erykah Badu and Jill Scott as far as like brotherhood. It was so dope to see them just, supporting each other and bigging each other up and doing the ad-libs for each other's songs and things like that. The love was great. I think we won as fans and for the culture. If I had to pick based off of the songs between the two, I'm going with who I picked originally to win, DMX. DMX. I mean, he just hit after hit after hit. I was concerned when he did his first song. I think the first round, Snoop won that one. But after that, he came with bangers, and I'm giving it to DMX.
Snoop came out throwing flames from jump. From the jump, Snoop came out throwing flames. And to me, this was like a little mini concert. They both came out swinging. Then you had your little interlude part where it was the songs where you knew them, but it was like the little, all right, let's bring it down a little bit. And then they brought it back up towards the end. So I'm going to have to go with, I think Snoop won. Just off the simple fact that the songs that he played had more impact than the songs that DMX played. Even though it was close. This one was real close. It was not a blowout by any means. But I think the way, like you said, DMX started, that song that when he first started was like, oh, okay. But when he started that with that prayer, I was like, oh yeah, DMX gonna bring it. Dear Lord, please forgive us for the things we've done. Blah, 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 blah. I said, oh yeah, I feel this. But Snoop Dogg won, in my opinion.
All right, how do we tap in, Ms. Jessica?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Ms. Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Who won the battle last night, the versus battle, Snoop Dogg or DMX?
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse in the morning on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors. If you're a soccer fan, good news for you. Charlotte has a new Major League Soccer team, and we now have the name for it. Now, here are some of the names that they were thinking about. Charlotte Crown, Charlotte Fortune, Charlotte Monarchs, Charlotte Town, Charlotte Carolina Gliders, and All Carolina. But the name that they selected is the Charlotte Football Club. So that's the name of our new soccer team. They will be playing in 2022. So those are the details about that. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
I'm a pop star, not a doctor. DJ Khaled, Drake right there. It's No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. Today's high is going to be right in the 91 with afternoon showers, thunderstorms. So be on the lookout for those if you're going to be out today. Boy, woo! You know how these showers be during this time, so be careful if you're going to be outside somewhere. Oh, yeah, you know what it is, man. Hit the hashtag MHQOTD, your madhouse question of the day. What is it today, Miss Jessica? All right, well, your madhouse question of the day today is, of course, we were talking about it. The versus battle went down last night. DMX, Snoop Dogg, it was crazy. They hit over 500, almost 600,000 last night during the versus battle. And it was on the versus TV Instagram page. They started it on Instagram. So it was dope. It was lit.
It was also on Apple Music.
Yeah.
And yep. Apple TV.
And it was a lot of celebs in the building last night, too. So yeah, shout out to him for that. That was crazy. You know what I like? I like to watch the battle and watch the celebrity commentary. Mm-hmm. That's what's dope to me. And then you know I like when they talk about different songs, like when DMX told Snoop about the "Get At Me Dog," and he said he got that from Snoop Dogg. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people didn't know that that's a little Bow Wow's on Snoop's interlude, where he was like, "What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a hustler." You better ask somebody. There a lot of people didn't know that there was a little Bow Wow's voice on there, and a lot of people don't know that Snoop discovered Bow Wow, and then he took him to Jermaine Dupri because he's like, I don't know what to do with this little kid because I'm out here doing my thing, you know what I mean, in a whole different light, in a whole different way. So he gave Bow Wow to Jermaine, and the rest is history. But the question of the day is what today, Bert?
Question of the day is, we want to know who won. We know that the culture won. We know the hip-hop won. We know the fans won. But we want you to pick. You have to pick one. Did Snoop win or did DMX win? Who you say won, Larry?
I said Snoop Dogg won. He was performing all his songs. He's performing all the DMX songs. He was bigging up D. He just looked like he was not more into it. It just looked like, because Snoop looked in shape and DMX looked out of shape to me. it's good that DMX is... It's looking good and healthy and vibrant, but he couldn't perform all his songs. He looked tired on all his songs. Whereas Snoop didn't. Snoop just had a whole little vibe going on within himself. So, hit for hit, it was definitely close. And if I can't give it a tie, I'll give it to Snoop Dogg. I'm giving it to Snoop.
I definitely said Snoop. Snoop won. It was close battle. It was a great battle. It was epic. If y'all hear any noise right now.
I thought that was you. Oh, that's them on the roof?
That's them on the roof.
Ah, they back
they
on the roof.
Ah, that's what that noise is. That ain't us. We ain't got nothing to do with that.
All right, cool.
But they on the roof doing something. If y'all hear somebody fall and crash on the microphone, it's whoever up there working.
Whatever they doing up there.
I said Snoop one.
All right. Tap in on our Instagram page. You can hit me at I Am No Limit Larry.
or on Miss Jessica's page at Hey Miss Jessica, or on my page at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
All right, there it is. Tap in with us, hit us up, and let us know. Or you could also leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780, 704-227-8780. We play your responses back at 925 inside the Madhouse. Who do you think won the versus battle, Snoop Dogg or DMX? Up next, your Madhouse classic throwback.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that
with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
That's crazy. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Y'all plug for the new hip hop and R&B crazy news Thursday. What we got for today, babe?
I guess this is considered crazy.
Hell yeah, this is crazy.
Instead of stupid.
Well, a little bit of both.
Tucker Carlson from
Fox News.
Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
He said that in the state of Washington, that they're talking about kids going back to school, which everyone is. But this one is a little strange. Because
many schools that do.
Go ahead.
They're talking about children going back to school based on their race. You got a snippet?
Yes.
Many schools that do plan to reopen will do so under a series of restrictions that have no basis of any kind in science. It's a kind of bizarre health theater. In Washington State, education officials are considering letting students go back to school on the basis of their race. Non-white kids would get to go back first, while white students would be ordered to stay home until the virus subsides. Now, you may have thought that plans like that were eliminated with the Brown versus Board of Education decision 65 years ago. But no, it's all coming back.
Mm.
So it wasn't necessarily him, but he was just repeating what their plans were. What their plans
were. This is a real plan in Washington State.
Yes.
In Washington State. Not Washington, D.C. I don't want y'all to get it confused. But in Washington State, this is a
That's where my son is.
In Washington State?
Yeah. He in Washington State.
So when would he go back to school?
They don't know.
I mean, according to this first.
is he a non-white? Is he a white? Is he do you know Burpee?
He's definitely black.
Are you sure, Burpee? Because you ain't talk to him.
I do talk to him. I talk to him every day now. We had to get some tests done, but yeah, I talked to the
man. Man, that man don't know you, man.
But no, they don't know when they're going back because it's bad out there in the state of Washington.
Yeah.
As far as the COVID cases, they were one of the hot spots for a while, especially in Tacoma, and they're right outside of Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
So this, come on, man.
This sounds like even Tucker Carlson said, like we thought we got rid of this back, you know, in the 60s.
Yeah.
But this is, it's actually a plan that they're talking about. And a lot of people are like, what do you mean that non-whites would go back to school first? So you're going to let the white kids stay at home, and then all the rest of them are going to go in there and be the guinea pigs for the school year,
right?
And see how many of them catch the virus. And then, if none of them catch it, then the whites get to come to school. Or if a lot of them catch it, then the whites don't come to school. Like, who came up with this plan?
Hello, Tuskegee experiment.
Who came up with this plan? It's terrible.
It's
and
dumb.
In Miami-Dade County, their governor, and they said they ain't going back. He said, we don't care what they say. We're not going back. And I mean, if you look at the cases in Florida right now, it is completely out of control down there. So, I mean, a lot of people are beginning to agree with that didn't agree with it in the first place, but they're like, we can't go back, not with it the way it is. But this one right here, like, is completely crazy, and it's like,
it's ridiculous.
Who came? I just want to know who sat in the room, and did they take a vote, and this is what they came up with?
Somebody thought it was a good idea.
And how did they come up with it? What do y'all think, Madhouse Nation? 570-WPEG. I'm interested to hear what Madhouse Nation thinks about this crazy news today. It's Power 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that
with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Crazy news. We're talking about this story coming out of Washington State.
Many schools that do plan to reopen will do so under a series of restrictions that have no basis of any kind in science. It's a kind of bizarre health theater. In Washington State, education officials are considering letting students go back to school on the basis of their race. Non-white kids would get to go back first, while white students would be ordered to stay home until the virus subsides. Now, you may have thought that plans like that were eliminated with the Brown versus Board of Education decision 65 years ago. But no, it's all coming back.
Madhouse Nation, what y'all think about it? 570-WPEG, we rock stars, man, the baby riding real.
That's crazy.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, talking about a story that came out of Washington State. What happened, Burp?
They're saying that they're trying to get students back in school, but it's gonna be based on their race. The non-white students would go back to school first, and the white students would stay at home.
What do you think about it, ma'am? Go ahead.
I feel they done lost their damn mind. Because this is just plain out ridiculous. That is pure wrong whatsoever. It's no other way to put that. They need to at least, like, the virtual school. I don't know if they're offering that or what. But from my hometown, we're doing virtual school. My kids are not going back either. And they're doing the virtual class, at least for the first semester. They have to commit to it for the first semester. But they done lost their mind saying that they can just use us not gonna happen.
And that's what a lot of folks have after they saw this report that what's his name,
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, that Tucker Carlson did on Fox News. That's what a lot of people are saying, and they feel like that they're trying to make the African American kids and the non-white kids guinea pigs, and then trying to see if they're gonna go in there and catch the virus and let the rest of the folk know. Nah, they said we ain't doing that. So I haven't seen anything come out about it from Washington State, like whether they backed up off of this or not. However, a lot of people are discussing it and talking about it. This is crazy. This is crazy today.
If something like that happened,
I mean, for them to even put it on the table and for them to think it's acceptable, then it's like this is what they're trying to do in Washington State. It's like
they're telling you. Who actually put it on the table?
It had to
be. Where did this come from? Is this a random person's suggestion, or is this actually coming from school board members at a school board meeting? Where did it come from?
Well,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it was on Fox News, so
what does that mean?
I honestly would not be surprised at all. In the least bit, if they said somebody actually brought this to the table, or the school board is thinking about something stupid like this, because it's so many people that are coming out, so many people in power, white people in power, who are coming out, and their racist views from years ago and from now are being questioned. And I'm just like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want to say nothing to get in trouble, but it's... It's the older white generation. For something like this to even, it's taught down. You teach racism down to your children. But even as you saw the video with the little white girl who was telling her kids that telling her parents, it's not like that. These people, they're people. You know what I'm saying? She's trying to tell that older white generation that look, like, y'all, the way y'all think is dumb. It's just dumb. And until that generation is gone, I'm
going to stop. Thank you. Also, here in Mecklenburg County, if you want your kid to learn virtually this year, you have until Sunday to fill out the form. I have the form, the link up on my Facebook page, that links to CMS to let you fill out the form. If you do not want your child to go to school at all, you want to do virtual learning the whole year, you have to fill that form out by this Sunday. So I have it up on my Facebook page. So go there, hit the link, and fill it out. If you want your child to learn at home virtually for the whole year, you can do so here in CMS. And like I said, I have a link on my Facebook page. Coming up, we're going to let y'all shine inside the Madhouse. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know how it goes down inside the madhouse. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to Yo Daddy!
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell the whole city that you my girls and my fellas, you love them then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
What you got for us, big dog? Who you let shine this morning, big homie?
Oh, look here, man. I want to let the Black Panther shine this morning for coming down to Gastonia, representing Gastonia yesterday, letting people hear the truth with the little incident with the, what we got going on down in the gas house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I saw that, man. Shout out to them boys came down there and did they thug tizzle, did they thing, big dog. Shine, 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 yeah. Burp Jess, y'all got somebody y'all need to let shine in the morning?
I would like to shine the light on, I spoke about her earlier, Miss Ashley McCorkle, who passed away early this morning. Shine the light on her, one of my former students from South Mecklenburg High School, beautiful young lady, and shine the light on her sister, Tiffany. Praying for you, Tiffany, and your entire family, and love you. Just want to shine the light on Ashley. She was a beautiful, beautiful young lady.
I want to shine a light on that Versus battle last night. That was an epic battle. It was dope. All the songs were bangers. Snoop and DMX brought it. Shout out to Versus, Timbaland and Swiss Beatz for putting it together.
And I want to let the young man father and his family shine that lost his life. The 14-year-old boy Pharrell went out to his candlelight vigil on yesterday. Just hearing all the good things that they had to say about him. Ransom Middle School, they said that they lost two of their kids in the last 2 weeks. Mm. Or two kids that attended Ransom Middle School. Pharrell was one of them, and the other young man who actually got shot and killed too last week was one of from the Ransom Middle School family. So just wanted to shout out to them, shout out to their families, and man, everybody affected by this gun violence. We got to do better in our city, but shout out to everybody who came out and had positive things to say about Pharrell on yesterday. And the math teacher that got up and spoke about him, she was so passionate, and you could tell that she really pours into those kids and that she loves her job. I missed her name, but shout out to the family of Pharrell and the whole Ransom Middle School. Let y'all shine this morning. Miss Jessica's on the way with your Nose and Neighbor News. It's dropping right around 7:24. It's Pot 88.
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. They get you going in the morning, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap. No cap.
Boy, y'all looking for Drea, aren't y'all? Mm-hmm. Yep, she's coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News. What did she say about Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez? I'm going to let you know. Kanye West gets another visit to his ranch out there in Wyoming. I'm going to let you know who it came from and what he had to say. And Jermaine Dupri has a new business venture. What is he doing now?
He making snacks. He making like fruit snacks. Jermaine Dupri making the little snacks. They call little snacks. That's what he making.
He's big on veganism now. He's doing something with being vegan.
Probably vegan snacks. Vegan like little
vegan
fruit
little snacks.
Yeah, vegan little snacks.
Vegan okay. Little snacks.
Yep. That's what I'm going with.
Find out what Jermaine Dupri is up to coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
I'm going to also let you know about Salt and Pepper and Tupac and what they got going on. That's coming up as well right after music from Roddy Rich's High Fashion here on Charlotte's Plug.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, July 23rd. Hot girls everywhere are looking for Drea. During a recent interview, she said, "I want you to love me so much, you shoot me in the foot too." She was referring to the Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez situation. Drea went on to say that Megan and Tory were having a Bobby and Whitney moment. Once the clip went viral, Drea started getting a lot of negative feedback from people, including Megan, who hopped on Twitter to say, "Dumb B, that mess ain't funny. Who jokes about getting shot by a guy?" And that's me cleaning up her tweet. Drea responded to the criticism by saying, "I truly don't glorify domestic violence. I was trying to say, just love me deeply. But while trying to be funny, I offended many, including Meg, and I am sorry." Dave Chappelle wasn't the only person to head to Wyoming to check in on Kanye West. The rapper was also paid a visit from his longtime friend, Dame Dash. Dame posted a picture that included him and Kanye to his Instagram and captioned it, "We good." Jermaine Dupri has teamed up with the plant-based media platform, The Beat, to give out information on the vegan lifestyle. The Beat will focus on creating content that's accessible and inclusive, newsworthy, and supportive of anyone who wants to eat more plant-based diet for the sake of their health. Dupri has been a vegan for the last 15 years, and 2 years ago, he started a PETA campaign called Feel the Beats, Lose the Meat. So shout out to Burp and Larry. Both of y'all were sort of right today. During a recent interview, Salt and Pepper revealed a big secret. Tupac was in their 1994 video, What a Man, but you probably missed him. Here's why. The label did not permit his face to be shown due to his 1993 legal issue, which included rape and assault. They only kept shots of him that did not show his face. Salt says that she hates watching that video because of that. And I know a lot of people are going to go back and watch the video because I just told you all about that story. Happy birthday to Marlon Wayans and Michelle Williams. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news. Push it.
Jessica,
Power 98. Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's that brand new J. Cole right there. He dropped the last night. It's called Lion King on Ice. You heard it here first on the plug. And now you already know what time it is inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mike.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad.
I'm mad.
Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad? Mad. Mad.
Oh yeah, baby. I got me a hot key too, baby. I got me a hot key. Got me a hot key, baby.
Be like me, Larry.
Yeah, mine is I need it for this, because you already know.
You see something that you see now, you done f***ed up, you know that. No, so, you know what I'm saying? You done f***ed up now, you know that, don't you? You see something that you see now, you done f***ed up, you know that. No, so, you know what I'm saying? You done f***ed up now, you know that, don't you?
You know they done messed up now, baby. I gotta travel down I-85, 77 South. I-85, I'm going down I-85 South, man, going to the gas house where a young lady was arrested the other day on second degree trespassing. I got this video actually 2 days ago. I was going through my inbox and I looked at it and I was like, what is going on here? A lady was protesting outside of Tony's Pizza and Tony's ice cream shop in the gas house. She was out there protesting and cops were called. Now, in the video, she says, well, the police tell her in the video that they were called because allegedly 20 people were outside having a fight. 20 people were outside having a fight. 5 cops were called. They asked the young lady to leave. She proceeded to leave. She's standing on a city sidewalk. And the officer walks over to her and says, I asked you to leave. He gave her like 20 seconds. He asked her to leave, and then he said, you're under arrest for trespassing. They actually charged this young lady with second-degree trespassing after asking her to leave. She's going to leave. She's standing on the sidewalk. She's attempting to cross the street. It's a busy intersection. Cars are zooming up, zoom, zoom, zoom on Franklin, zooming up and down the street. Zoom, 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 zoom. And the police wouldn't give her a chance to cross the street. He arrested her on a city sidewalk. I didn't know you could trespass on a city sidewalk. Now, I could be wrong, but I did not know that you could trespass on a city sidewalk. But then the officer, she did everything the officer asked her to do. I got the video. You can see the video. As she was standing there attempting to cross the street, he walked over to her and placed her in handcuffs. And he said, you're being detained and arrested for trespassing. She was charged and booked into Gaston County Jail for second degree trespassing. Yesterday, they had, the Charlotte Black Panther showed up yesterday. They ain't playing with these people. We ain't playing with y'all. We don't care. Gaston, Kings, Mountain Shelby. We don't care. We're not playing with it no more. And the video to me is clear as day. I'll put the video on here. You'll be able to see it. You'll be able to watch the video for yourself. I'll post it on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry. But it's no way to me that this young lady should have been arrested, especially for trespassing. If you was going to do that when you first arrived to the scene, you could have did that when you first arrived, to the scene. He did not arrest her until she started saying Black Lives Matter. You watch the video. You be the judge. You can be mad with me because I'm mad as hell. I'm sick of this shit. It is, man. DMX and Snoop Dogg went at it last night on the Versus Battle. That is our Madhouse question of the day. Who you think won that thing? Right about now, it's time to get perfect thoughts.
Larry Jess, let's get straight to the list. We ain't got that much time today. Y'all know it's Thursday. It's one of my favorite days of the week. Larry, hit my hotkey. Shut your dumb ass up. First on the list, Drea. I'm going to go ahead and throw her out there right now. Relevance is a hell of a drug. And some people will do and say anything to try and stay relevant. This woman said, love me so hard, you shoot me in the foot too. There's nothing funny about the Megan Thee Stallion situation. There's nothing funny about her and Tory Lanez. Then she said they got that Whitney and Bobby type love. Come on, Drea. I get it. You're not important anymore. You want to get back in front of cameras. You want to get in people's minds. But this is not the way. The way cancel culture work nowadays, this is the quickest way to get up out of the black community. Larry, hit my hotkey on Drea. Shut your dumb ass up. Next on the list, anybody who comes up to me and says Fatal Affair was a good movie, I'ma slap you, and then I'ma say, hit my hotkey, Larry. Shut your dumb ass up. That movie was terrible. Nia Long's phone was upside down when she was talking. Omar Epps looked like he forgot some of the lines in the final edit of the movie. I looked at that movie on
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Netflix and said, ain't no way in hell I thought a movie could get worse than a Tyler Perry movie. Hit my hotkey again. Shut your dumb ass up. Next, OT Genesis. OT Genesis said, it's time for me to bring R&B back. Hit my hotkey, please, Larry. Shut your dumb ass up. You got to be able to sing to bring R&B back, OT Genesis. And I get it. The songs that you redid were funny, but the notes that you were hitting were not worth a damn. And last but not least, Kanye Ociferous West. All them tweets he was talking about, everybody upset. They said Kanye need help. They started the hashtag. Listen to me. Kanye West got a new song dropping. That's why he going off like this. That's what's wrong with him. Y'all stop falling for the Matrix. Take the blue pill. Don't take the red pill. Kanye's offering y'all the red pill. Don't fall for it. He does this every time he got music dropping. Talking about all them tweets and Kim and Meek Mill was out in the hotel, but it won't for prison reform. It was just confirmed that it wasn't a one-on-one meeting. It was more than one person in the room because they were talking about prison reform, Kanye. Hit my hotkey, Larry. Shut your dumb ass up. That's all on the list.
Think about it.
What you thought?
Yeah, what you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors, it is time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Langston Hughes High School and Westminster students in Atlanta made debate history. They won the Harvard Diversity Project's International Debate Competition for a third year in a row, right? Now, here's the thing. They've only been in it for 3 years. Every year that they have been in it, they have won. Two members of the team made history, one as the first black female and the other one as the youngest black male to win in the competition. You want to see a picture of them? I have them up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Congratulations to these students. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Tell that.
Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Today's situation is coming out of, where you think, baby? The Gas House. Yeah, I just talked about it on Larry Mad. If you haven't seen this video, I encourage you to watch it. Or if you've been watching, a lot of people was watching on their Facebook last night as a lot of the events transpired. It all started from a young lady who was out protesting, and she was protesting in the Gas House. And she stopped by Tony's Ice Cream. Somewhere the video picks up and she's at it with the police. She's at it with a young man in the parking lot, and the police and her are having a calm exchange. All in all, the police ask her to leave, or she even says, I'm going to leave. And she proceeds to leave. She's standing on a city sidewalk, and the police arrested her for second degree trespassing. They said the police were called because allegedly 20 people were in the parking lot about to have a fight. Watching the video, nobody out there looked like they were going to fight. Nobody said they was going to fight. It was a young lady and a man. They were having a conversation, and 5 police were called. And like I said, they asked her to leave. She walked off, and she was trying to cross the street. And as she was trying to cross the street, police arrested her. And she was charged with second degree trespassing. So now fast forward to yesterday. Yesterday, the Charlotte Black Panther Party went down to assist in a protest at Tony's Ice Cream in the Gas House, where last night it kind of escalated and people were tear gassed. Charlotte police was also called in. And here we are this morning. Today's situation. Want to know what y'all think about it, Madhouse Nation 570 WPG. What you got, Ms. Jess?
What they're saying is that this was stemming from her wearing a Black Lives Matter pin. And when she went into the ice cream shop, she was discriminated against because she had on that pin and they wouldn't serve her. So that's what they're saying this whole thing started from. And yesterday the protest actually started a little bit earlier before they actually made it to the ice cream shop. I was watching this. Shout out to my girl Christy Puckett Williams, who always keeps us in the know of what's going on. It started away from the ice cream shop because they actually had people in the ice cream shop, supporters of the ice cream shop there, and they were claiming that they were protecting the ice cream shop.
Right. So it became,
the protesters moved down there later on that night, that evening, and then started protesting there. I think it's absolutely disgusting. If for you to discriminate against me for wearing a Black Lives Matter pin, are you serious? And then for police to escalate that situation and arrest her for trespassing as she's trying to cross the street, and Come on now. They could, they, oh, police always talk about de-escalation, de-escalation, de-escalation. Where was the de-escalation in this situation?
Well, the police don't talk about that. We talk about that as a citizen's de-escalation because clearly they don't care nothing about it. All right, man. 570-WPEG. Tap in on this with this Power 98. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. We back on today's situation. And the situation today, we're talking about what happened in the gas house the last few days. A woman was arrested for trespassing at Tony's Ice Cream. And then yesterday, the Charlotte Black Panther showed up to have a protest. And then the protest was escalated last night with police. Charlotte police actually helped out in it. And it was like a big back and forth right there in front of Tony's Ice Cream. So we asking Madhouse Nation, what do y'all think about this situation? And watching the video of this young lady, she was out there, she was talking, she was protesting. And then, you know, for them to arrest her for trespassing, I personally did not think that that was right, that she was arrested for trespassing. After you asked her to leave, she goes to leave. She's waiting across the street. I don't know if you wanted her to jump in front of a car or something, because cars were clearly coming down the street. And she's waiting on the city sidewalk across the street, and then you come over and arrest him for trespassing. I totally didn't agree with that, but hey, who am I? 570-WPEG, let us know what you thought about it, Madhouse Nation. Neo, Jeremiah, you the love. Hello, Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We back at it, man. It's a situation inside the Madhouse. Talking about the incident that happened in the gas house the last couple of days. Actually, it was a couple of days ago. A young lady was out there protesting, was arrested for second degree trespassing. Yesterday, as the video surfaced, yesterday a protest ensued in the gas house right in front of the ice cream shop called Tony's Ice Cream. And here we stand today. Want to know what you feel about it, Madhouse Nation? I personally feel like she should have been arrested for trespassing. That's just my opinion. Power 98, good morning. What you got?
Good morning. Hey. I'm from the lovely city of Gastonia myself, and I just want the people out here listening to Power 98 to know that the narrative is being twisted to benefit other people. This girl that got arrested was definitely peaceful. They asked her to leave, not because she was trespassing, but because she had on a Black Lives Matter pin. And they wanted to make a fuss about her pin. It had nothing to do with her being irate. The call that the police got was 20 people outside fighting. Mm-hmm. Of course, squad is going to show up when they say 20 people outside fighting. There was no 20 people outside. That was just to bring the whole city of police. I am so disgusted with my city right now, just so you know. I'm almost 40-year-old woman, so I'm not one of these little kids, but I am disgusted with what's happening right now. I made it my business to try to stay out of the public, but last night I went and I indulged in a protest, and it was bittersweet. I love seeing my people out there protesting, trying to make a change. But what I've seen from the Gaston County Police, I do not like it. And I plan on doing something. I'm trying to see what I can get my feet in, my hands in. But I plan on doing something to change this narrative, because it's trying to make Black people look bad. And we're just trying to do the right thing. We're not asking for anything but equality, and people making a fuss about it. So something must be done. Freedom Fighters, Sierra Hall, y'all keep fighting. Push, y'all keep fighting. Us, y'all keep fighting. That's all the groups in Gastonia. Y'all just keep fighting, because they feel it. We digging in pocketbooks now. We're having them close early. They feel it, and it's going to have to be continuous for them to continue to understand where we're coming from. This is not a great fight. This is a fight of equality. It's not a fight of revenge. It's not a fight of who's better than who. It's a fight about equality. Black people equal to white people, and all people equal to each other. And that's where I stand for. I don't stand for violence. I don't stand for rioting. I stand for justice, and that's what we will get. If it takes us tearing this little city down, we will get justice. Trust me.
All right, so let me ask you this, because Lydia, did she actually get out? Because I know they charged her with second degree trespass.
Well, you saw the video, just like I did, but I spoke to her myself. Mm-hmm. The whole hang up didn't start until she got outside, and citizens.
So the incident actually started inside the Tony's, because when I saw the video, it was outside.
They tried to make it seem like the reason the police was called because of what happened inside Tony's Ice Cream. So I myself asked her what happened. Right. And she said nothing happened. She told the cashier to be a little bit more nice. Tony's is infamous for being rude to African-American customers, so I can understand exactly where she's coming from. She just said she asked the lady to be nice. And so they made it a big deal about her being irate and belligerent inside the restaurant. She was not. She was just being pleasant and telling her to appreciate life and be more nice. And they tried to make it about her blackness and about her Black Lives Matter pen. That was not the case. We can say be nice if you being rude, especially if I'm spending my money and I'm patronizing your place. I could have went to Dairy Queen. I could have went to Excite, which is a Black-owned ice cream shop here in Gastonia. But I chose to come to Tony's. So what you will do is treat me with respect. And that's all she was saying. They don't think they have to respect. And that's half of the battle right there. And then when we ask for respect, we're in the wrong. So that's all she did. Nothing she did was wrong. And hopefully she gets the justice that she deserves. But I am certain that before my son grows up in this town, that we will get justice for Black people and we will be treated equally. If we have to tear this city up, we will be treated equally. We don't want that. It's not what we are pushing for. But when the narrative is being pushed the way it is, then we have no other choice. They're trying to make us look bad. We're not out here causing drama. We're just out here trying to be peaceful and tell y'all what y'all doing wrong. They don't like to be called out on their wrongdoing, and we've seen that yesterday.
Thank you for calling this one. I appreciate your passion. Somebody get me Walker Reed on the phone. Where's Walker Reed in the gas house?
And Larry, to answer your question, she was released from jail. She was actually out there at the protest yesterday.
Okay, because I didn't see her on anybody's live.
I saw her on Christie's live. Okay, I didn't see. She was you know, on the microphone, and she was sort of telling her story. She was like, you know, the police won't listen to me, so right. I'm asking you all to listen to me. She was released. She was out there at the protest.
Okay, cool. 570-WPEG. If you got a comment on it, today's situation, we're talking about what happened in the gas house the last few days, and last night was the protest that kind of escalated last night. Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Today's situation, we're talking about an incident that happened in the gas house involving Tony's Ice Cream, as a lady posted about an incident out there. This lady, Lydia, actually ended up being arrested for second-degree trespassing after she was asked to leave. She went to leave. This is clear on the video. She's asked to leave. She goes to leave. She's standing on the sidewalk waiting to leave. And waiting for traffic to clear, and then she's arrested for second degree trespassing. We want to know from you, the people, what do y'all think about it? I know a lot of y'all been watching it on Facebook, watching it unfold on the news. 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. We back on Situations right after the baby and Roddy Rich, Rockstars, Power 98. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's situation, we taking it to the gas house today. Incident that happened in front of Tony's Ice Cream. Apparently, ice cream spot in the gas house. I go through the gas house a lot. I've never really seen this spot. Usually, when I want ice cream, I go to Dairy Queen in the gas house. But neither here nor there. But this incident happened. Videos have surfaced. Young lady was asked to leave. She did proceed to leave with the police out there, and she was asked to leave. She was standing on the sidewalk, and then the police actually ended up arresting her. Her name is Lydia. Ended up arresting her for second-degree trespassing is what they charged her with. She's out right now, and they had a protest out there yesterday that kind of escalated. So we wanted to ask y'all, in the Madhouse Nation, if you watched it, you've been watching the story developing the gas house, what do you think about it? Good morning.
I'm from Gastonia, and it's been a running thing. Everybody knows, like, Black folk ain't really welcome in there like that, man. And, it just really showed you how many racist folk is out here in Gastonia, because, man, them people showed up for no reason out there talking about trying to protect it and all this going on, man, talking about White Lives Matter, riding up and down Franklin, man. It's just too much, man.
Thank you, brother.
No problem.
Pod 98, good morning.
What's up, No-E-T?
Talk to me, bro.
I mean, me personally, I mean, I wear the same kind of mask, Black Lives Matter face mask, but I mean, just to the point, Black people are really tired of this, like, racial tension with the police, and I feel like at some point, if it's going to escalate, it's going to be all out, because it just, it don't make no damn sense to keep doing us what they're doing to us.
All right, man, we live up in a minute. It's called Situations because we got a situation in the gas house. Power 98, good morning. You wanted to speak on it? Oh, he hung up. I guess he got scared. He wanted to speak on it, and then he got scared. But I ain't going to say what he said because I didn't say it. So, and I don't want nobody to misconstrue that I said what this man said on the phone. So the young man that was on the phone, he hung up. He said he wanted to speak on it. He had a different opinion. He said he actually works out there near the Tony's, and he had a different opinion, but I guess he didn't want to stand on what he said. So, yes, that's how it goes. So, reading the comments this morning on my Facebook, they said Tony's Ice Cream is about a half. Oh, it's about a half a mile from Dairy Queen. Okay.
Taking all your comments this morning. We live on a day situation. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good. I have this need to, they need to just get it together. For real. This is stupid. It's really crazy. We going through something. We going through. Oh, man.
You lost your train of thought. She sounded like she lost her train of thought, Bert.
What's a lot of that going on?
598, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
I want to speak on the situation.
All right, go ahead.
I live in Gastonia, and if you've been living in Gastonia, then you know the type of establishment Tony's is. The girl who felt some type of way, she don't live down here, but I understand, like, her feeling like she not wanted. But everybody feel like that when they walk into that place.
So let me ask y'all something. Like, being from the gas house, and y'all notice about the place, why do y'all go? Like, why do people go? Like,
I don't. People go there because they go there just to get certain items. Like, everybody likes Tony's ice cream. So you gonna go. But when you go inside Tony's ice cream, it's not like you stepping into a place where it's, like, whites only. Or, like, they make you feel like that. Like, you can go in there, get what you want, and leave. Like, nobody's not going to just make you feel like you not just want it in that place. But, like, we just know that that's the type of place that it is.
But I think what Larry is saying is, because you just said that you know the type of establishment.
Right.
You get that feeling when you walk in. How come people have still been shopping there?
Yeah, why would you? Knowing
that it's a black-owned ice cream shop up the street.
And it's a Dairy Queen.
I guess you got to look at it the same way people go out here, and black people buy Tommy Hilfiger, and Tommy don't want us to wear his clothes. People go out here and buy Jordan. Michael Jordan don't want us to wear his stuff.
People
still going to do like what they want to do. People still going to shop where they want to shop at, even if they feel. But you just got some people that don't like it at all, and that's all they was trying to do was protest. But that's the way the police and everything was out there handling everything. Now, I do think that was wrong because nobody wasn't doing anything. But it was a peaceful protest. And they turned it into like a war.
Yeah, they escalated the situation, and I say escalated
they said
the situation.
Cops from here.
Yeah, they
CMPD sent cops down there.
They had to because Gastonia Police Department was not equipped to handle a situation like this. So they bring
CMPD. Yet.
They bring in area police who are trained
right.
in certain situations. That's what happens. They can enlist other.
It's not a hostile police. Situation. It wasn't a hostile situation. So why are they deem it necessary to send officers who are quote unquote have the training to clear people?
Yeah, I mean, and my thing is like if you know these people, if you know these people don't want you in there, so quote unquote.
Why go?
I'm not going. Like it's a million other ice cream places.
Right.
I know for a fact it's a Dairy Queen in the gas station. That's where I go. I go to Dairy Queen.
We always scream. I'm not saying it's black people's fault, but we always screaming. Go shop black. Go support black businesses. Support black owned. Okay. Then why didn't anybody tell this woman? Don't go over there. Go to this black owned ice cream shop over here. You won't feel uncomfortable. You'll feel comfortable here. We have to get into the mentality, the mindset of, okay, we got to do our own. That's it.
Yeah, point blank period. And the thing about that is we got to stop making excuses. Like, we want certain items and people wear this but a lot of people stop doing that too. I mean, you're never probably going to accomplish the all quote unquote, but a lot of people stop doing that. They stop wearing those clothes. Right. And the thing about MJ that you said, I'd never heard Michael Jordan say
that was
so
incorrect.
I don't know where you got that from, but you know, the thing about it is though, if you notice particular establishment, I don't know, it sounds like a mom and pop spot. I don't know much about the place to say if it sounds like a mom and pop spot. So therefore, if you do not support this mom and pop spot, it will go out of business.
It will go away.
It'll go out of business.
That simple.
All right, man. We're going to stay on this for a minute. Charlotte's Plug, man. It's Power 98.
This is
Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. We didn't get on Black Smart today because we're talking about an incident that happened in the gas house. I'm trying to find clarity right now.
Now, please.
We're just talking about the situation. If you're just tuning in to the Morning Madhouse, the situation happened in the gas house at an ice cream shop called Tony's. I've been told on Facebook and Instagram this is a mom and pop shop. In the gas house, a young lady was arrested for trespassing. The police asked her to leave. On the video, she's seen leaving, and then the police go arrest her, and she's standing on the street waiting for the traffic to clear. Now, big protest took place last night. So now everybody is talking about, like, what in the world? What is this place? And from my understanding, the people in the gas house already know about this place. Already know about this place. Yeah, Charlotte's plug. Good morning. Pat Adie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, baby. You got a comment?
Yeah, I would like to comment on the topic.
All right, go ahead.
I'm from Gastonia as well. And although, yeah, we should, you know, stick with our own and shop with our own, but that's not here. We don't have a lot of black businesses here. They starting to pick up. I mean, but it's not like you can go and say, well, I'm just going to go down the street and get the black people restaurant with the ice cream. It's not like that here. And that place is like, to me, it needs to be tore down because it's a monument. It still had the old window where they used to serve our black people out of the window.
Oh, hell no.
We were not even allowed in there.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
I'm not going in there.
Yes.
Not going to no place that still got the whites only slot.
Listen, inside of the place, it has the booth where it was just like white only, no black people. Like, it's set up. You can tell when you walk in there.
So why? I got to ask the question then. Well, why do y'all still go?
I don't go, but honestly, I went recently and I got something to eat. And I was
I went recently.
I went recently. I did. I don't go. But I did go recently.
That ice cream must be good as hell if y'all going down there and they got a whites only slot on the side and y'all still eating that damn ice cream.
Hey, y'all, but if y'all
want to
help me start my own ice cream business,
yeah, if you start an ice cream business or a restaurant, I will support it. I will come down
there. I will, too.
I ain't going to say I'm going to come every week, but I will definitely come shop with you.
To make sure you stay in business.
I'm going to hold y'all to that.
Well, get it started then.
All right,
baby.
All right.
Perfect. Jessica, I don't know, man. Like, how you going to say... They racist. They still got the slot. They use the servers out the side in the building. But I just went recently. We don't stick together, man. We don't stick together for that. We just got to admit, like we always talk about being accountable and accountability. We don't stick together for nothing. What we do is we'll sit back and watch and we'll say, well, it's not really affecting me. And then tomorrow it'll be 10 black people in there supporting this spot that everybody that has called in here this morning, not one person that has called in here this morning has said about the restaurant that they're not racist or they don't feel some type of way going in there. Everybody's called in here this morning has said something that they don't feel right.
It's not for black people.
It's not for black people. All the comments on my Facebook and Instagram have echoed them sentiments. But y'all still go.
The lady just said, I went there recently. I don't go. I mean, but I'm going to be honest. I went there recently. Well, that means you went, man.
All right.
You can, and to say that you didn't even know about the black-owned ice cream, that's problem number one right there.
Well, you know, it could. Somebody on my Instagram page, they said it's been there for 2 years. It's called Excite. It's a black-owned ice cream shop. In the gas house.
It's Google out here.
But you can't say, you know, it ain't no excuse. Because, you know, if you've been living in a spot for a while and you don't go on that side of town and you don't know, you just might not know.
Nah, hell nah. Because that's
know.
All this.
You know all the posting. Black spots in Charlotte?
We've been posting. No, but you know what I can do? I can go look it up on somebody's page who got all the places linked or listed where all the black-owned shops and businesses are.
But do you do that? Do you do that? If you're driving around and before all of this happened and you're driving around and you're like, oh, I want a hamburger. Let me Google hamburgers, black owned hamburger spots. Do you do that?
If I'm about that life. Yes.
But that's probably was not happening for a lot of people prior to what's going on right now. And let's also understand that a lot of these black owned businesses are not spending a lot of money on marketing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not spending a lot of money on marketing. They're spending a lot of time on getting their product, making sure that their product is good, building up their business, but they aren't really focusing on marketing. And now with the surge of buy black, Now we have more businesses that are saying, okay, I need to do a little bit more marketing. I need to focus on that.
Right. And because more y'all are out there frequenting, more y'all out there frequenting Tony. So y'all don't want to know anyway.
Right, man. The power of that.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah,
call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
All right, No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We call it your Madhouse question of the day. What was the question of the day today, Ms. Jessica?
Today we were asking you, who do you think won the versus battle last night? Was it DMX or Snoop Dogg?
All right, boy, you know they was tapped in on this one. A lot of people on my page was calling it a tie. They were saying it's a tie. I can't decide it's a tie. Doubly blessed said Snoop, but ultimately it was a win for the culture. DJ Shark said it was a tie. Brown Sugar 80s Baby said they both was lit. I Bleed Basketball, a.k.a. Autumn, said definitely a tie. Miss Sparkle said DMX. Juju to you said Snoop. And let me see what my poll said on my Instagram page. Let me view it. And the poll says 57 to 43% Snoop Dogg beat DMX. That's what my Instagram poll said.
That is completely different from what I'm getting over here on my page. My poll on my Instagram page says 81% to 19% Snoop Dogg winning that thing. 81% of the votes have gone to Snoop Dogg. But on my Facebook page, the majority of the people are saying DMX won.
Man, it's crazy. On my Instagram page, 89% of the people on my poll said that Snoop won.
Yeah.
But on Facebook, 60% of the people said DMX won. But I got mixed reviews on my comments on my Instagram page. Love TJ said it was a tie. Said the culture won because they're both legends. Daddy to Jordan said it was a draw. Auntie 78 said X won. Miss Rain B said Snoop won. They're going back and forth, man. This, I can't tally them.
But yeah, so all our polls said that Snoop won, because my poll said Snoop won. Jesse, you said your poll said Snoop won, and you said your poll said Snoop won, Bert.
Yes, on Instagram.
On Instagram, yes.
But my poll that I did earlier this week, where I said who do you think will win, it was basically 50-50.
Right. But after the show last night, so it looks like it's a toss up. But definitely, I agree with everybody that says that the culture won last night, because it was definitely a great battle.
Yeah.
Both of them had hits. Both of them were doing their thing back and forth. I loved it. I can't wait to see who they put up next in the versus battle, because this thing is getting good. They're going to put it on. They're going to make it a major television production after a while. They're going to put this thing on TV. All right, tap in on the Madhouse question of the day each and every morning at 6:05. We play your responses back at 9:25.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here?
Well, what is going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, July 23rd. Hot girls everywhere are coming for Drea. During a recent interview, she said, "I want you to love me so much that you shoot me in the foot too." She was referring to the Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez situation. Now, Drea went on to say that Megan and Tory were having a Bobby and Whitney moment. Once the clip went viral, Drea started to get a lot of backlash from a lot of people, including Megan, who hopped on Twitter to say, "Dumb B, that mess ain't funny. Who jokes about getting shot by a guy?" And I'm cleaning that up dramatically. If you actually want to see the tweets, I have them up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Drea responded to the criticism saying, "I truly don't glorify domestic violence. I was trying to just say love me deeply, but while trying to be funny, I offended many, including Meg, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, you know, that ain't even funny. I was just sitting here talking about this on my Facebook. It's not even funny that a male shot a female in the foot, and nobody in the industry is really talking about it besides making jokes. It's not even funny. I don't find it funny at all.
Go ahead.
Dave Chappelle wasn't the only person to head to Wyoming to check on Kanye West. The rapper was also paid a visit from his longtime friend Dame Dash. Dame posted a photo that included him and Kanye on his Instagram, and he captioned it, "We good."
Kanye good. I think he's straight.
Kanye ain't putting on an act.
I ain't gonna say he putting on the act. I think he's
Kanye is diagnosed bipolar.
He's diagnosed bipolar.
Like the man is bipolar.
He only act like this whenever he got music dropping.
How you know? How he only act like this when he got music dropping? We don't know what goes on in his day-to-day life of how he acts all the time. We don't know.
The public comments, he does all of this when he has music dropping. He did it when he had his gospel albums dropping. He did it when Life of Pablo dropped. He got a song coming out tomorrow. And we ain't gonna hear from him no more. In the public.
This man is having a manic episode and it's bad, and I hope that he gets the help that he needs during it, man. Jermaine Dupri has teamed up with the plant-based media platform. It's called The Beat. He's going to be giving out information on the vegan lifestyle. It's going to focus on creating content that's accessible and inclusive, newsworthy, and supportive of anyone who wants to eat a more plant-based diet for the sake of their health. Dupri has been a vegan for 15 years. And 2 years ago, he starred in a PETA campaign called Feel the Beats, Lose the Meats. So, shout out to him for that.
Yeah, Jermaine be doing his thing, though. Like, and with that whole vegan lifestyle, he doesn't really push it in people's face, but when he does his thing about it, like, he makes it more personable. So that's what I like about it.
I didn't even know he was vegan until, like, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
During a recent interview, Salt and Pepper revealed a big secret. Tupac was in their 1994 video for What a Man, but you probably missed him. Their label did not permit his face to be shown due to his 1993 legal issues that included rape and assault. They only kept the shots of him that did not show his face. Salt says she hates watching that video because of that. I had no idea. What'd you say?
You can tell what.
You can tell that that's Pac in the video. Well, I remember when I saw the video. I don't know why this stuck out to me, but as soon as you said that earlier this morning, Jess, I was like, you could tell it was him just by the tattoos, number one, and because they had a shot. I think it was a shot where the camera's behind him is looking at the back of his head. You can't really see his face, but it's like, oh, everybody, you could tell that's Pac. Or maybe it was
you know it now that you've heard the story, or when you watched the video for the first time, you were like, that's Tupac.
When I watched it back in the 90s, I was like, that's Pop.
Really?
Somehow, yeah. I don't believe that, but okay.
No, when Jessica said that this morning, I was like, that's news? Like, everybody didn't know that?
Yeah, I don't believe it.
I didn't know that.
Go look at the video again.
I'm pulling the video up.
I mean, if you go again. Watch it now, and now that you've heard the story, you would probably be like, oh, okay, yeah, I see it.
Right.
Watching it back then, I don't think that I would have. I know I didn't go, oh, that's Tupac.
Right. I'm a Tupac head, and I did not know Tupac was in that video.
When you see it now, and you know the story, you're probably going to be like, oh, okay, I see it.
Yeah. It makes sense because him and Tretch was so cool. You know what I mean? They did a lot of stuff together. And, you know, Tretch used to date Pepper. You know, they got a kid together and everything. So it makes sense. But I did not know that until Jessica said that this morning.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Just being completely transparent.
And Burby didn't know it either. Happy birthday to Mark. Happy birthday to Marlon Wayans and Michelle Williams. I miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your news.
I knew about a shout out this morning. Yeah, okay.
Jessica. The neighborhood.
Power 98. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.